Another madman, then struck again. Rain and fire, cross the ocean. Another madman, then struck again.
Hi everyone, welcome to Crashing Hollywood. My name is Mac McCoy.
I'm Matt Rapier.
I'm hungover Mitch. Fucking Sundays. The first thing that we got today was Quentin Tarantino supposedly being up for The Shadow, which I agree with Jay that he called total BS on it.
I mean, you're looking at something here that, I mean, it very well could be true. I don't know, maybe his choices have changed, but he's gone on record several times in his career saying is that A, he would never do someone else's work, and B, he never wanted to touch a comic book just because he doesn't want to feel the wrath of fanboys, basically.
Yeah.
So I just can't see this. I mean, I could be completely off and he's changed his mind, but going from what I've heard him talk about in the past, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It really doesn't.
I think it'd be kind of cool to see, though.
I think it would definitely be an interesting take on it.
Yeah, I think, he certainly would have a good sense of getting that sort of noir style.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's true, I'm totally psyched about it, but it just comes down to I can't believe it right now. Until we hear, I mean, even if we do hear it from his mouth, it doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be doing the movie, because he talks, I mean, after he, when he's in his planning stages, he's usually, he talks about, you know, like five different projects that he wants to do. I mean, he's still talking about a sequel to Inglourious Basterds, a sequel to Kill Bill. I think there's a couple other projects that he's always talking about. So,
if he did do it, who do you think he would cast as a Shadow? Like, just knowing his style.
I don't know.
I think it would be different than if they just got some yes man director to take it on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think it would be even more stylistic than say the I think it was 1994 the last Shadow movie came out.
Yeah, and that was Alec Baldwin, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe
you could get Steve Buscemi.
Oh, man, that guy has the nastiest teeth ever.
Yeah, that people would be scared of him because of that.
Tarantino's probably not going to do it.
No, I don't think so.
It's going to be a while before we figure out if this is true or not, because even with him talking about it, you can't take everything he says, you know. So, I mean, you have to take it all with a grain of salt. And it all depends. I mean, he may be ramping up production on this and completely come up with a new idea and just drop it all together. That's just how he works.
Yeah, he's like an 8-year-old with ADD.
I'm pretty sure he does have some sort of ADD. I mean, he can't sit still in interviews and he just rambles on about stuff. But
Comic-Con Avengers teaser trailer? Like, shit all was shown, but might as well mention it, I guess.
Yeah, just a voiceover.
Yeah, it's a teaser through and through. I mean, there's nothing to see. So, I mean, the logo. Yeah, sure. Okay, the logo's cool. It looks like it's from the comics. That's about all I can say about it.
It's nothing else there.
I don't know. I'm sure the diehards are pretty pumped just from that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was cool seeing it. Like, they're talking about all these heroes getting together, and it's just, this is almost like a set in stone now for sure that it's going to be made, but
it's like that first teaser for The Dark Knight where it had Joker's voice and shit.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
I remember when I heard that shit. I listened to that shit like 100,000 times.
I did too.
I was so fucking
deconstructing
pumped.
It.
Yeah, like trying to fucking pick apart every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
What did he mean by that exactly, that last word?
So yeah, it's cool. I'll wait until they start filming the movie before I really get amped up for it. So.
Yeah.
Touche.
Still got 2 movies to get through before we even get to this film, so.
If those flop, maybe they'll scrap it.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. I don't see them flopping completely. I could see them being not received as well, but
like underperforming.
Yeah.
I think
but
with
I
Iron Man, he just something happened. It just came out at the right time for some reason. He just
It was good marketing too.
yeah, it was.
Like the Ozzy Osbourne song and then him just fucking firing up a bunch of terrorists and shit. It was good timing, good marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all hit at the right time.
The first trailer for Jackass. You guys like those movies?
Yeah, I do.
They're completely stupid, but I absolutely love them. I
They're
mean,
hilarious.
you can't go wrong with dumbasses doing just completely stupid things.
The kind of shit you would never do yourself, but you love some other asshole do it.
Yeah. I was laughing throughout the trailer, but what really got me was that last the hey, high five, and then that giant
Oh,
hand.
yeah.
My fiance was actually telling me about she heard an interview with Bam, and he said that him and a couple other guys actually are getting like post-traumatic stress disorder from these because they're so jumpy now. They're always expecting to be hit. And apparently he went on record as saying, "I can't do this for much longer because I'm just getting punchy."
He's always the one that's like crying or,
He's a bitch. Like
not
I've
able to
seen
take it.
the cutouts at the end of the second one, where he's like fucking half naked trying to get dressed, and they're still throwing shit at him. It's like at the very end in the credits, he's like got his ass hanging out, and he's just trying to pull his pants up, and they're like hitting him with shit and everything. He's like, "Fuck off, man! Stop it!" They're like, "No,
Some
fuck that. You're crying. You're getting hit."
of the best stuff. Have you guys ever seen some of his the precursor to Jackass, his CKY videos?
Yeah, I've watched some of that.
It's basically Jackass before he got a deal. It was just him making videos for himself. But they've compiled him into several DVDs, and I guess they just follow him, or it's following a bunch of the guys when he was touring for skateboarding, I'm assuming. But yeah, it's literally just them doing all kinds of crazy shit. And I'd say it goes further than Jackass because at the time it was independent, and they didn't have MTV or anybody saying, "No, you can't do this," or "You can't do that."
Was that in Jackass or that CKY where Rab was running and taking a crap?
I think it's. I want to say it's CKY.
Yeah, I think it was like you said, they were able to do a little bit more in that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. They used to do that. I mean, there's probably like four or five
Yeah.
DVDs, and they're
Didn't they make
probably.
a movie too?
I think so, yeah.
Like where Brandon DeCamillo was like the mad scientist or something.
They're more outrageous than Jackass, I would say, and they're
Yeah.
kind of more mean-spirited. They beat the crap out of each other. But yeah, I highly recommend CKY or Camp Kill Yourself is what it stands for.
Yeah. Are you going to see it, the Jackass in the 3D, or are you just going to skip that?
I think I might see it in 3D because it's sort of it works with 3D, I bet. Just because
Yeah.
it's not going to be they're going to use gimmicks, which is exactly what it should be used for.
Yep.
That the porta potty with the bungee cord,
Yeah.
that's gonna be ridiculous in 3D having shit fly at you. Because you know there's gonna be shit flying at you.
I just think it's funny that Steve-O, he just doesn't seem happy about it at all.
I'd be fucking terrified to be going up in a fucking bungee cord potty.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be as mad about the shit. It would just be the fact that I'm in a porta potty being thrown around by bungee cords.
Yeah.
Like, the shit, it would just be like extra shit. No pun intended, on top of the holy fuck. Like, oh.
Yeah, so I think it'll be good. I mean, I'm giggling about it just thinking about what the possibilities are, so.
That high five was great.
Yeah. I just can't get over it because I mean, it knocked the shit out of
Yeah. The little guy was just laughing his ass
him.
off.
He's, I mean, they don't pull any punches. I mean, he gets full on hit
You know
and
what, though?
isn't expecting it at all.
It would have been funny if they did it to the midget. He would have
Kind
flown like 10 feet. That's how
of
hard that fucking thing hit him. Oh man, it probably would have killed him. That's probably why they didn't. They're like, "Oh, we can't risk it."
Yeah.
Did you see the perverted Yogi Bear poster?
Yeah.
Great things coming, bears.
Yeah, I heard somebody say it could be getting recalled, so if you might want to pick one up. It might be like a high price collector's item in the coming years.
Really?
In coming years.
Yeah.
Great things coming, bears.
Oh, it's so unfortunate.
It's so horrible. I can't believe that thing got approved.
I know. The whole image of it, too, just like Mitch said to me on chat a couple days ago, with the big bear with his mouth wide open and the little bear in front.
All happy and shit. He's just like, yeah, we're having a great time.
It's almost... It feels like it almost has to be intentional. Not in the studio's part, but I feel like the poster artist was thinking, oh, I'll slip something by him.
He's probably killing himself laughing, like, this is going to be classic.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. I'm going to get fired, but it's going to be so worth it. Great things coming, bears. I fucking love it. He even showed it to his boss, and his boss was like, totally, do it. We gotta do it. We're gonna lose the Warner Brothers contract, but fuck it. Who cares? This is worth it.
Yeah, you can't pass up this opportunity.
It's so ridiculous.
I mean, I'm not looking forward to the movie at all. I didn't even know it existed until I think last week. But
it looks fucking stupid as shit.
It's awful. Yeah. I hate that they put the CGI rendered characters in with like the live action. It's just stupid.
You know what I think would have worked is like live action backgrounds with all motion capture characters, like even the human characters motion capture, but with like live action background, just to kind of mix it up and then equals everything out.
Yeah, that's kind of a neat concept.
I don't know, it's just an idea, right? It'd be better than having CG bears and regular people.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
Yeah, but it pulls you out of, it's a Yogi Bear film, but it pulls you out of the film immediately.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Dan Aykroyd's Yogi Bear voice sucks, too.
Yeah, he sounds like Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, it sounds fucking bad.
I mean, to his credit, though, I mean, Justin Timberlake does sort of have the...
He's actually a pretty funny guy, actually.
Yeah. He's not a bad actor. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing him in The Social Network just to see, because everything he's done so far, he's been really good in. Like Alpha Dog, he was good in.
Yeah. He was good on Saturday Night Live, if you saw that.
Yeah.
When he played, like, the wiener dog and he's, like, dancing around and shit.
Yeah.
He was, like, a hot dog in tights. That was hilarious.
I mean, granted, he was in a boy band and now he's a pop star and everything, but, I mean, he did have his beginnings in that old Disney,
Mickey Mouse Club. Background.
Yeah, so, I mean, there have been a ton of people that have gone on to have good acting careers out of that group, so.
Wasn't Lindsay Lohan in that group?
Not that I know of. I know,
Because her and Hilary Duff were both in there, I thought. And then they had, like, a little feud. And then Lindsay Lohan became a crackhead whore. So I guess Hilary Duff won.
I guess the most famous ones are Kerry Russell, and he was just nominated for an Oscar. What was his name? He did Lars and the Real Girl.
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, yeah.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Oh, is he?
Fucking Momo. Making us look bad. At least we have Ryan Reynolds to fall back on.
True, yeah.
Fucking Momo. But he did give us Blade Trinity, that cocksucker. Well, we'll let it slide if Green Lantern doesn't suck.
Yeah. And to be fair, he didn't write or direct that.
No, he was actually pretty funny in it. He was like, him in Blade Trinity was like what he should have been in Daz Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, I agree. There wasn't enough smartass. I mean, there was a little bit of a smartass attitude.
Turned into a mutant freak at the end.
I guess Marvel and Jon Favreau have kind of divorced. It sounds like to me that Favreau has just said, you know what, the hell with you guys. I got what I needed out of you, and you're going to screw me, so I'm going to go off and make better movies now.
Yeah.
Did anyone not see that coming, though?
After he signed on for Iron Man 2, I thought they had worked it out to a point where he would do more, but once he was off the Avengers, I started to think something was up, or they were at least fighting over it.
Yeah, there was something going on.
When I saw like the end of Iron Man 2, I was like, yeah, this is Iron Man's swan song. He's going to do Avengers, and I bet you they won't even be able to get him to do Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I haven't seen anything or read anything that said specifically, but most people I think are agreeing that he's not going to be involved with Iron Man anymore.
Yeah, he's probably done.
There's a good possibility Robert Downey will drop out of his contract too.
Yeah.
Well, I read that he's only signed on for the Avengers and then one more Iron Man, so, and he's not expected to re-up.
No, because it's only an option. It's not a set in stone. You have to do it.
Oh, okay.
So, like, well, that's with any contract. So,
yeah,
they have the option to exercise it, but I think that he has some kind of leeway. Usually you do by the time it gets to the third movie where you can be like, listen, I'm too busy, fuck you.
Yeah.
He might drop out of that one.
Like, they could try to sue him, but they don't even pay enough money that they could even claim that much in losses and shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's, I mean, I'm really bummed about it because it's, I mean, both of them, they really, I can't understand what Marvel was thinking because they essentially kickstarted their entire business with all these films, and now they're just dumping on them. It's, I don't know, it's just really unfortunate, and it's...
Favreau should have been given Avengers.
He should have.
Absolutely, yeah.
Didn't they kind of do the same thing with Terrence Howard, though?
Yeah, because he wanted more money, and then they were like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, and they painted it out. I mean, granted, I've heard that he's sort of a diva and shit, but at this point, I'm starting to think, yeah, he might have had a chip on his shoulder to some extent, but I feel like, yeah, he probably got screwed by them as well.
Yeah,
I heard he got shit all to do Iron Man, so he wasn't even asking for that much more. He was just like, come on, be fair. They were like, be fair, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, they don't even really want to pay anyone over $1 million, with the exception of, I think, Downey.
Yeah, and, you got 10 for Iron Man too.
Yeah, and that's, I mean...
That's small for how big Iron Man was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I don't know why they're nickel and diming all of this stuff.
And that, like, James Garfield guy, didn't you say his first one is only like 800,000 for his first film with Spider-Man?
No, it's 500,000, and then I think
500,000.
It's 500,000. Yeah, and then it's a mil, and then a mil five or 2 mil. I can't remember. It's on Deadline. If you look it up, it's on Deadline. I can't remember.
Granted, that's also through Sony, and
that's because it's a new franchise and they're keeping budgets down. That's a little more understandable too.
Yeah,
but like.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr., after the success of Iron Man, to only get 10 mil for Iron Man 2 is garbage. Christian Bale got more for The Dark Knight, and Batman Begins wasn't as big of a success as Iron Man was.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know why they're nickel and dime. I don't know where the money's going, actually. Like, their movies, while they look good, they're not throwing a huge amount of money at all of these films. I guess Avengers may be probably the biggest budget, but...
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised if Downey only got 10 mil, how they spent 200 million to make Iron Man 2. Because there wasn't that much crazy shit in it.
That's insane. I don't know, that just seems like way too much for what it was. I mean, it looked good, but...
It was 170 to 200, not including marketing.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Because then you gotta think, they marketed the fuck out of that. They probably spent $100 million on marketing.
Yeah.
So they were into that movie for $300 million. So, I mean, when it made $620, it really only broke even and change.
Yeah.
So I think they were looking for it to do like $1 billion, like Dark Knight styles, right? I think that's what they were expecting. They were like looking for like $800-900 at least, you know, because they wanted to make some serious coin at the box office. But really, they probably just barely broke even and then a little bit.
Yeah, probably so.
And that's the problem, because if they were meddling with Favreau's work as much as they say they were on Iron Man 2 and rushed it, that doesn't make any sense. Like, whoever's in charge really is thinking, you know, why not let Favreau do his thing and put out a quality film that will make a ton of money rather than rushing things out when you know... I mean, you can't conceivably think that, okay, if we rush this production and if we make it, you know, as fast as we can and truncate the story or you know, just make the ending fight, you know, short or this or that and just cut corners, that to me, if somebody came to me and said, this is what we're going to do, I'm immediately going to say, well, you're going to take a hit at the box office because the quality is going to hit word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's what happened with Iron Man 2. Like, yeah, everyone loved it, but
they didn't love it enough.
The general consensus was, you know, it's good, but it's no better than the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, I liked it. I wasn't entertained, but I wasn't, like, mind-fucked. I wasn't like, holy fuck, yeah, you gotta see this.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you could wait. Yeah.
Yeah. And if it's true that they were Marvel was meddling as much as they were with the production, with trying to get all the Avengers stuff in, granted, I know you want to pimp out your next movie, but, like, all that stuff, as cool as it was to see, you know, the fanboy moments of, you know, Captain America's shield and just the whole, the Avengers coming together and being talked about, that, it's great, but it served no purpose in the story other than to draw things out. And after a while, even though it was cool to see, I just kept thinking, I'm kind of bored with this. Get back to the story.
Because they're using these films just to build up to Avengers, it seems like. It's like, oh, we're releasing Thor and Captain America, but only because of the Avengers movie.
I'm excited for Thor and Captain America, but now I'm also concerned about the fact, okay, how are they going to meddle with those films?
Iron Man 2 had a global market budget of $150
million. Wow, really?
Yeah. That was in the New York Times.
That's like that's like another movie all in and of itself.
That was their global marketing budget.
Gosh.
And then it, you know, they spent $200, so they were into it for $350. So they, I don't even know if they broke even. If they did, they just barely broke even at the box office.
Yeah.
So they're looking to make their money back in merchandise and DVDs.
Yeah. So it made $621 million worldwide? Yeah,
they only take about 50 to 60% max from the gross.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you gotta pay out everyone first.
Well, the theaters and shit get the biggest chunk. Because they got a shitload of overhead to put these movies in their theaters.
Yeah. Especially when something's taking what? It takes up, normally these movies now take up for like 4 theaters at least.
Yeah, most of the time.
4 screens, I guess you could say.
4 screens, and then they're in there for however long too, right?
Yeah.
Because the studio makes arrangements ahead of time for to have it for so long. If it starts to suck, the theater starts to lose money on it, so they have to get a bigger chunk.
Yeah, and I've noticed that like a lot of these summers lately, not so much with this one, but usually when there's several big event movies like this, you're looking at, you know, a Cineplex that has maybe 12 to 16 screens, and 10 of them are covered by like 2 movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the theaters are taking a big chance with this. If you look earlier this year, Wolfman was, I think they were expecting it to be pretty big, but I went in the second weekend and watched it. And when I went in there, me and my fiance were the only people, I swear, the only people in the entire theater watching it.
Yeah, that's not good business practice. It's just,
the theaters take a big chance with it too, with something that's supposed to be big, but it just doesn't generate enough buzz.
What's his face from Inglourious Basterds might join Spider-Man as a villain? I don't want to call the article what it is because it just sounds politically incorrect.
Well, to be fair, in Inglourious Basterds, that is his nickname. He's called the Jew Hunter, so it's not a. I don't think it's. If you're using it in that what the fuck is the word?
That context.
Yeah, that context.
I got you.
I can't speak today.
I got you back. We're good.
Yeah, but if you're using it in that context, I think it's fine. I mean, you're not being anti-Semitic.
No, I wasn't saying he's being anti-Semitic. I just mean like. It just sounds wrong to call somebody a Jew Hunter.
True. Yeah.
Once that movie's over, I don't think he wants to be called a Jew Hunter again. Or referred to as the Jew Hunter. It'd be like, you know, like Edward Norton being called a Nazi after doing, you know, American History X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, the Hulk is a Nazi. I don't think he would have been too impressed.
Yeah, probably not. So yeah, as far as this goes, I mean, it's cool. I'm interested to know what he's going to play. I mean, they just said villain. They didn't say anything about who he'll play. Seeing that he's German, I don't know what he like. I suppose he could do an American accent and play somebody like the Green Goblin, but I don't. For some reason, I don't see them doing the Green Goblin.
I don't see them recycling them that quickly.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's the lizard. That's who I'm
That could
hoping
be
they
pretty
use.
cool. Because wasn't Fassbender up for Lizard, so I'm assuming they're aiming to cast the Lizard at some point.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to think. I'm assuming he won't be a German character because I can't think of anybody.
He's definitely not the Kingpin.
No.
No.
I don't see him being somebody like Kraven the Hunter either. They would get somebody kind of buff for that. Kind of big.
Wasn't he like Russian or something? He looks some kind of weird accent, didn't he?
I thought he was
Is that
I could
from
be totally
Africa
wrong.
or something like that?
South Africa?
South
Yeah, maybe.
America, something like that.
He had a weird fucking accent, though.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't know.
But yeah, as far as
Think he would be the lizard. I can't really see him as much
yeah.
else.
I think it gives the project more credibility by getting him the
That
I
almost
suppose
seems what they're trying to do.
yeah, because everybody's just putting it down so far, but then now they're like, oh, well, he's gonna be in it.
And they got Andrew Garfield, which is a good actor, but he's a lanky
Yeah.
weirdo.
I suppose he could be playing the Vulture. I mean, they could still be going with that same character.
Yeah.
I don't
Maybe
know.
Rhino.
I don't think they would do Vulture after how much they shit on Raimi about it.
Yeah, true.
But maybe just like an extra fuck you to Raimi would be like, yeah, we're gonna do the Vulture now.
Oh, you know who he looks kind of like to me? Would they do like Electro or somebody like that?
I don't know who that is.
Or you think that's like too much for a movie?
I could see Electro, but I don't know if Electro
Who the
would
fuck is
be more of
Electro?
a
He's got like that
Just
lightning bolt mask. Him and the Shocker
Was he
are
in the
like,
old cartoon?
yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Which's the guy who has like the dome helmet or whatever?
That's Mysterio.
Mysterio.
Mysterio, that's what I thought you were talking about.
He could be that too as well. I don't know.
Mysterio
I
would be
mean,
pretty cool to see on screen.
yeah,
Yeah.
that would use a lot of cool effects, like making things not what they seem.
Yeah.
Or
That
the
would be
Chameleon.
pretty cool.
Forgot about him.
Mysterio would lend well to 3D, I would imagine. If they're
Yeah.
going to go the 3D route, I mean, that would definitely put up some great
Yeah.
There we go. He's Mysterio. We called it. You heard it here first.
I could see that because he's supposed to be like I apologize to Spider-Man fans because I don't really know the history, but it's isn't he supposed to be like a Hollywood actor or a Hollywood effects guy?
That's what he started out as before that, and then he got into however he got into being a villain.
So I could see him being like very theatrical and over the top. So
Yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, I'm with y'all,
Yeah, Mysterio.
Mysterio. Awesome. We called it.
It's a Cat podcast exclusive.
That's how we roll, bitches.
Will Ferrell is joining a Spanish-speaking comedy.
Doesn't that sound fucked up?
You know what? It does. It does. When I first read it, I thought this doesn't make any sense. But now that I've had a chance to think about it, it could be completely hilarious.
He's actually
That's.
being blackmailed into doing it.
Is that right?
You didn't read the article?
I did, but I was.
Out to launch, Space Cadet?
Yeah, I didn't
Okay.
take it as serious.
The short version of it? No, I wasn't. I was being serious when I wrote it.
Oh, okay.
I even called the producer an asshole.
Yeah, I see that.
I don't fuck around, all right? This guy, Gary Sanchez guy. I guess they're in some kind of lawsuit, him and Will Ferrell. And when Sanchez made his fucking statement, he issued a statement saying, "What goes around comes around, Will Ferrell." That doesn't sound very professional. It just sounds like a real asshole.
I could see that. I could see it as being there being tongue in cheek.
I don't know. Apparently, they're in like a really serious lawsuit, and Ferrell's like being sued by this guy. And part of the agreement was that he would do this shitty Spanish-speaking comedy, and pay off whatever part of the settlement as well to get rid of this guy.
Okay. He also Gary Sanchez apparently also founded this the Funny or Die site as well.
So he's not a total asshole?
What's the lawsuit about?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's like between them, like they're not it's not public.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But it's obviously something pretty bad to make him want to do a
Yeah.
Spanish-speaking comedy.
Okay.
Apparently they have to teach him how to speak Spanish in 1 month before they start filming.
Wow.
Okay. Just a note. I just brought up Gary Sanchez's Wikipedia page, and granted, I mean, stuff is never correct. but it has a history section, and it says, I'm assuming this is a joke, but it says the man the company is named after, Gary Sanchez, is working at a car wash at the intersection of Marine Avenue and Sepulveda Boulevard in Manhattan Beach, California. Will Ferrell picked him up and made him the face of his production company as a joke. Part of me thinks that, you know how Will Ferrell and his group of people tend to go to extremes when they market their films.
So he did that, and then it backfired in his face because now Buddy's like, I want money, basically?
No, I granted...
Or this is all just one big joke, and they're just laughing at all of us.
I think it could be.
Those motherfuckers, he had me defending. I'm sitting here calling this Gary Sanchez an asshole, now I look like the asshole.
They tend to,
just do ridiculous shit.
Yeah, they play it with a straight face all the time, so I could definitely see this as being something just to ramp up something. Who knows what it is? I mean, maybe they really are going to do a Spanish-speaking comedy, but only time will tell.
Those sons of bitches.
I'm calling bullshit on it for right now, though.
Fuckers. I'm just choked that they had me like that. Sitting here, I don't even really like Will Ferrell that much. I'm defending him and shit because I liked him and the other guys. I'm like, that dick, how dare you do that to Will Ferrell?
Well, to be fair, extortion and blackmail seems to be a popular thing these days. So, I mean, David Letterman had a problem with it, so...
Yeah, because he was fucking somebody or something, wasn't he?
I believe it was a couple years ago he was messing around with a woman that was on his staff.
Like a writer or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was never, you know, it wasn't sexual harassment, and it wasn't, like it was consensual. And people gave him shit because he was like, well, you cheated on your wife. But he wasn't married at the time. Granted, he was dating the woman, but, you know, whatever. I'm not one to judge people for their personal affairs. But yeah, apparently this guy was like, oh, you cheated on your wife, even though she wasn't your wife, and I'm going to extort you for money. And, well, David Letterman was just like, nah, screw you, I'm just going to talk about it on my show.
He's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he is. I love him.
He doesn't hold back on anything.
No.
Like the whole thing when Conan got fucked by Leno, Letterman just came out and was like, yep, Leno just fucked Conan in the ass.
Oh, absolutely.
In more like PGTV terms, but that's basically what he said.
Like, apparently, Johnny was full on ready to just give the Tonight Show over to Letterman, and Leno kind of just stole it.
Son of a bitch. So, Gary Sanchez might not be an asshole, but I'm still going to say he is for now.
I feel like it. I feel like it's put on. I'm going to say it's put on.
Then he's that much more of an asshole for making me think he's an asshole. Not letting up here. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Did you guys see the other guys?
Haven't had a chance yet, but I want to.
Yeah, I was going to see it last night, but I fell asleep.
Bastard. That's great. Did you see anything this weekend?
I watched Step Brothers.
That's a good movie. It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Nothing. No recent releases, though.
I like when they punch his brother in the face. Falls out of the treehouse.
Yeah.
Fucking good. Catalina wine mixer.
Awesome. His dad's story about wanting to be a dinosaur. He killed myself laughing. He's like, I used to just run around and act like I was a dinosaur. And my dad was like, get a fucking job and quit acting like a dinosaur. You're 17, asshole.
Just shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth.
Yeah, I saw the other guys on fucking Wednesday. It was fucking awesome. It was great. I want to see it again.
Yeah. I saw some pretty high reviews on it. Said it was one of Ferrell's better ones of late.
I'm not a huge fan of Ferrell, but this was good.
Yeah. Because they had a bomb last year, Land of the Lost.
I don't know. I watched it on TV the other day. It wasn't that bad.
It's not that bad. I haven't seen it.
It's not that bad. Like, it's not like his whole most hilarious shit, but Ferrell kind of carries the movie.
I like the other guy in there too, Danny McBride.
He wasn't bad, yeah. They were pretty funny together.
I love Danny McBride. Have you, either of you seen Eastbound and Down?
Eastbound and Down, yep.
Yeah, HBO.
That show is great.
Yeah, that movie. Have you seen Land of the Lost?
Yeah, I saw it. I caught it on HBO.
That's where I saw it too.
It's not bad at all. I mean, it's not.
It was funnier than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, there were certainly parts in it that worked. I didn't think it was the huge flop that everyone made it out.
You know those aliens? They remind me of the aliens from the original Star Trek show.
the one that Kirk like always the
Godzilla ones or whatever that I was talking about the other day.
Yeah,
they remind me of, like when he gets eaten by the dinosaur and he crawls out of his asshole or whatever, and then he's like best friends with it. He's like riding the dinosaur around, sicking it on people. That was great. If you didn't laugh at that, I don't know.
Yeah, I used to. I wouldn't say I hated Will Ferrell, but I used to not like his stuff back when, say, when he was first starting Saturday Night Live and like the.
I didn't think he was that funny.
Yeah, like the Night at the Roxbury and shit like that. I just wasn't into it, but ever since.
Anchorman was the first one that really got me into him.
Yeah,
I liked Anchorman him in Old School.
Yeah, Old School was good too. He was
going streaking. He was talking about that the other night on fucking George Lopez's show. Like, if anybody's ever seen it, it kind of sucks, but it was good. But he's talking about how people will just run up to him and like shout out lines from his movies and shit. And then sometimes he forgets like what the fuck they're talking about, and then they're like, "What the fuck? That was from Step Brothers, asshole!" And he's like, "I'm sorry, I don't remember every line from every movie. I'm doing 3 other movies now. I forgot about that one I did 5 years ago. I'm so sorry." People just run up to him and say stupid shit. He's talking about Old School. How when he read the script about going streaking, he thought it was hilarious, and then he got there and he's like, "Holy shit! I have to wear a marble sack on my junk and run around naked." He's like, that's the industry term, dude. They just call it a marble sack. He's like, or in my case, a bowling ball sack. he's like, yeah, I actually had to run around naked. He's talking about it. It's hilarious. Oh, yeah, I guess I'll do a quick review on the other guys. It's funny. Go see it. Mark Wahlberg is great. He's doing interviews for it now, promoting how he gets to shoot Derek Jeter in the movie.
Yeah.
That's actually how he gets stuck on a desk in the movie, because he shoots Derek Jeter by accident in the leg during the World Series. Then he like calls him a little bitch and shit, and he's like, "You can play it off. It's just a leg, or it's just a fucking flesh wound or something like that." But he's talking about when he goes back to Boston, everyone there is going to love him for having shot Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he gets stuck on a desk, and Will Ferrell plays like a forensic accountant desk cop. He's never like been out on the beat or whatever, and he gets stuck with him. So like polar opposite cops, and then the actual plot is about corporate fraud, but you don't really see that much of it. It's a bunch of just subplots and jokes, pretty much.
Yeah.
With corporate fraud in the background, they just found a way to kind of throw it in there so that it is an actual plot. But they just have like all these extra subplots, like Mark Wahlberg learned ballet for one of his ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
That was great.
Didn't you say Michael Keaton did pretty good?
Oh, he was hilarious. He kept reciting lines from TLC. You know the pop group from the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, give little pep talks, and he'd be like, "Don't go chasing waterfalls," or "I don't want no scrubs." And then he's talking about how he had to get, he's the captain too. And he's like, "I have to get a second job at Bed Bath & Beyond." It's hilarious. And then Mark Wahlberg hates Will Ferrell's character because he's not masculine enough. He's like a big fucking pussy. So he just cusses him out all the time. And then he finds out later that he was a pimp in college and that his wife is super hot, Eva Mendes.
I've seen that in the trailers, yeah.
Yeah, but he was actually a pimp in college. Like, he did really good with the ladies. He was hooking up with broads hotter than Eva Mendes in college, I guess. And they called him Gator. He was a pimp. Yeah, so that's kind of like a little running joke throughout that just never gets old.
I'll definitely have to check it out this week.
Yeah, like, Wahlberg's talking to Ferrell, and he's, like, pissing on the urinal. He's like, "I don't even like the way your piss sounds. You sound like a little fucking girl when you piss in that fucking urinal. I don't like it." And he's like, "I hate your farts. They're not masculine enough. They sound like a little baby blowing up birthday candles." It's just fucking great. fucking Will Ferrell, they're driving in his little Prius, and Wahlberg's screaming at him because they're racing the another fucking crew to the crime or whatever, so they can get the job. Will Ferrell fucking drives right over a dead body and threw a bunch of coke and screams America. Mark Wahlberg's like, did you scream America when you drove over that body? Like, no. It's great. You gotta go see it. Will Ferrell's car gets stolen, his Prius, and when it gets returned to him, it was like fucking, it was used as a fuck shack by a bunch of bums. And they find some really fucked up shit. They're like, yeah, we found some moose lips or like moose vagina or something. We thought it was human lips or something. And they're like, fucking oh, raccoon fucking gave birth and the placenta's all over your back window. Oh, yeah, and the bums left a note. It's like from Dirty Mike and the Boys. Thanks for the fuck shack. Yeah, it's great. It's really good. Go see it.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. I actually I had to buy Anchorman the other day. I just got it back from Amazon.com. I was just like, I saw, I don't know what it was. It was something, I think it was a trailer for The Other Guys, and I just said, you know, I haven't seen that movie in years. I got to see it again.
Even the poster is awesome. They're flying through the air shooting people.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a great representation of the movie. The action was actually really good for a comedy.
Was it really?
Yeah, like the opening sequence is Sam Jackson and The Rock, and they're just doing some retarded shit.
Who's it? Is it directed by Adam McKay?
And him and Will Ferrell wrote it.
Okay, so yeah, it should be good.
Like, Mark Wahlberg was a lot funnier than I thought he would be. He basically just pokes fun of himself, kind of. You know, he's like this very masculine, like, adrenaline fucking filled.
I'm looking forward to seeing him do more comedy, actually, too.
He's actually a really funny dude.
Yeah, I think for a while there, I think he just took himself too seriously. And not that he needed to, like, lighten up, but I think he was just worried about getting, not typecast, but Boogie Nights was such a sort of absurd film that I think a lot of people expected him to just do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd love to see him do more stuff.
This is 13 inches, and I'm not going to be nice about it. Yeah. He still kept the prosthetic that he wore, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks about it in fucking interviews and shit. He's like, yeah, it's sitting in my closet. It's been deteriorating over the years, but I can't throw it away.
A good interview is Inside the Actor Studio.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah.
With James, or what's that guy's name? The beard guy?
James Lipton.
James Lipton, yeah. That's a hilarious interview. Because he says everything so calmly. He's like, yeah, I stabbed a guy in the eye. I went to jail for a while.
Yeah.
James Lipton's like, really? Okay. So you just took his eye out, eh? He's like, yep. Took it right out.
He's like, I was kind of a bad kid.
He just brushes it off like, I don't know, that's high as a fucking kite, man. And I wanted to get drunk. And that guy had beer.
Yeah.
So he got fucked in the face.
Yeah, after seeing that, I was just like, yeah, nobody should ever really fuck with him.
Rip your eye out and fuck your skull.
Yeah, he's definitely the real deal.
Yeah, he's not a pussy.
I also like that they actually brought it up, and he actually talked about it a bit, about Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
People still bring that up in his fucking interviews, and he just laughs about it now. He used to get mad.
Yeah, that's why I think he's just lightened up. I think he
was on Letterman brought it up. Letterman was like, yeah, didn't you used to be Marky Mark? I thought Mark Wahlberg was going to punch him in the face. Just look on his face like, fucking cock. Yeah, I was Marky Mark, and then he just starts laughing. I thought he was going to get mad, though. I'm like, oh no, Letterman's going to get it.
Have you seen Rockstar?
Yeah.
With the end credits where they switch out the music that they were using for the film, and they start playing the, was it Good Vibrations or whatever it's called? Anyway.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it was.
That's actually a good song. I still listen to Good Vibrations.
Yeah, why not?
I always laugh when I listen to it, though. I'm like, Marky Mark, fucking guy.
It's one of those songs that if it's on the radio or something, you just gotta, it takes me back to like the 90s.
It totally does. And I always laugh when I listen to it. Like, if you listen to that, you wouldn't think that the guy that's rapping that is a serious dude.
Yeah, not at all.
And then you're like, wow, that guy would fuck your shit up. You would never suspect that, though, if you didn't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he's just, I don't know, he comes off as a goofball.
Yeah, like Vanilla Ice.
But he's totally not. He beat your ass.
He fucked shit up. Box office.
The other guys, 35.6 million. Inception, 18.6. And Step Up 3D, 15.5.
I'm mad that Step Up made money. I just remember how outraged I was when I heard it was happening.
They're still. I don't understand what's 3D. Like, are they just going to have them flying at the camera?
You didn't see the... Holy shit. Inception's fucking foreign box office just jumped the fuck up. It's made $477 million already. Yeah, it released big time. The foreign just passed the domestic, and domestic is still making pretty good money.
That's
like
impressive.
It's probably got another $100 million in it altogether, I bet.
Yeah.
And like, because it's going to drag out for the next 2-3 months, right? So.
Yeah, and there's quite possibly the possibility of them re-releasing if it gets any Oscar nominated.
Another $70 million.
You think so? Yeah.
Before it's done, it'll drag out. Like, it'll take a while to get there. But I'm thinking another 50 to 70, give or take.
Its rating on IMDb is insane. It's number 3 in the top 250, and it's got a 9.2 with over 134,000 votes.
Yeah, it's almost at 500 mil, so I mean, it's probably going to get right close to 600. That's going to piss Iron Man 2 off.
Oh, yeah. That's impressive for not only just...
And they did it on a $160 million budget.
Yeah. Like, that's just insane.
They gave him, and that's the other thing, they gave him 200 on that one, same as the Dark Knight. They're like, here's 200. Have fun. He's like, no, I'll just use $160. You can have 40 back. And WB's like, we love you.
Yeah, he definitely can write his own check now. He's proven that Batman wasn't, it wasn't just because it was Batman or just because it was just a decent film. He's actually got. I can't think of anything that he's done that I have disliked at all.
Yeah, they basically, they're handing him a blank check and saying, give her.
Yeah. I mean, now that he's proven that his other films are going to be profitable, I don't see him losing that power anytime soon. I could certainly see, I mean, especially with Superman coming up, and I guess he's going to be listed as a producer, I see him doing a lot more production projects now.
Yeah.
He's gonna produce the shit out of stuff.
I guess their marketing stayed under $100 million. So they're only into it for $260, $250.
That's really impressive.
They're only into it full on marketing budget everything for $250, and it's like gearing up to make $500 here in the next week. So that means they'll break even by the end of this week.
That's definitely good.
At 4 weeks for an original concept with a budget that high. To break even after 4 weeks, especially in today's movie market, that's unbelievable. Because
I would consider. I mean, outside of, I guess, Toy Story 3, it's probably going to be the highest grossing film of the year, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I definitely would think so.
I mean, it's not going to beat Toy Story 3 because that thing's up. That's close to $1 billion now.
Isn't well, it's 800 and change. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's going to be the highest grossing original idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what's so refreshing about the film is the fact that it's not some. I mean, granted, yeah, I guess you could look back on other films and say, oh, it had aspects of this and that, but it was totally original for me.
I fucking hate that Step Up is making money, though. I don't know, man. I just really don't like the fact that there's dancing in 3D for the third fucking time now. Why do people keep going to these fucking movies? They're terrible.
I guess it's a. There must be a specific demographic that they've just really hit into.
Yeah, the people that do dance-offs at gay little clubs. If I was at a club and somebody tried to get into a dance-off with me, I'd punch them in the face.
Yeah.
Like, you walk by and you bump into someone, like, whoa, dance-off! Like, you're getting punched in the face. How fucking dare you challenge me to a dance-off? Oh, Michael Jackson the shit out of you. The guy my size breaks out into the moonwalk. That would be on YouTube in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
no good. No, what else? Other guys had a pretty decent opening, $35 million for a comedy.
Yeah, that's pretty strong for what it is. Does it have any? I guess Expendables is next week.
Yeah, and
Scott Pilgrim.
So I mean, Inception will probably take fourth, I'm guessing. It might beat out other guys. It really depends. Depends on what kind of word of mouth other guys gets. Inception's going to be third or fourth, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee Expendables and Scott Pilgrim both have demographics that are going to go to those like a motherfucker.
And not that it's going to make, you know, it's not going to break even at all, but I'm surprised Salt is still hanging in the top five.
It might break even with its foreign. It hasn't that many foreign markets yet. Like, they only spent 100 million. They didn't market very much at all, so.
Yeah, I only saw, like, maybe one or two TV spots. Like,
it only needs to do another 75 mil total box office just to break even, really.
I suppose it could, if it could hang in there for, like, another 7 weeks, it could probably do it.
Well, it's only done 32 foreign so far, and I don't know what it is about foreign, but those guys don't give a rat's ass what movie it is. They'll go to it at least for 100 mil. It has to be Jonah Hex for them to not see it.
It's always consistent. The numbers are always consistent. Like, you can look at each country and say, okay, well, it's going to make this much in this country, and it's going to make this much in this country.
Yeah, it's just a matter of if they're opening in how many countries and whatnot. But I imagine that movie will open everywhere just because of the type of movie it is.
Yeah.
So I think once it fully opens in the foreign box office, it'll do well over 100 in foreign. So that might be enough to greenlight a sequel.
It's possible. I don't know if Angelina Jolie would come back for it, but just because she's kind of not a sequel person. But
she has a money tree in her backyard. She doesn't really need it.
Yeah.
I mean, her and Brad Pitt, they really don't need the money. You know what? I'll have to add this. Last night, I was only going to have a couple beers. I get to my buddy's house. You know Jager bombs? You drop a Jager and a shot of fucking Red Bull, right? This asshole gives me triple shot of Jager and like a fucking beer mug. Red Bull. Three in a row. So I did 9 shots of Jager in about 2 minutes and probably a couple 6-packs of Red Bull. I was fucking like wired and pissed drunk out of my mind.
Yeah.
After like 2 minutes of being there.
Yeah, and then knock you on your ass.
No, I was still partying all night. I partied at 6 in the morning. And holy shit, did it hit me later.
Oh, yeah.
I can hardly remember anything that happened after I took those shots.
Yeah, that's why I don't like... I mean, I like Jager bombs, but I try to stay away from fucking Red Bull when I'm drinking, just because by the time you want to pass out...
It's like taking an up and a down at the same time.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
It's like a yes and a no all at once. It's like, yeah, no. You don't know what to do. Your body's like, what are you doing? Did you just do a triple Jager bomb?
Yeah.
Did you just do 2 more of them? And by this time, your body doesn't even care anymore. It's like, fuck yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And then I go to the gym today. My body's like, I fucking hate you. You're dead. Don't talk to me, man.
It's like, what the hell did you do to me last night?
And now you're going to go work out, you jackass. That sauna was good, though, getting all that shit out of me.
Yeah, sweat all the alcohol out.
Fuck yeah. Fuck, I was walking, like, not even a mile per hour on the treadmill, and I'm sweating bullets the size of my fist. People are looking at me like, I don't know if it's just because you're fat or because I don't... Fuck. Like, stop looking at me. I'm not an animal.
Fat man sweat.
Yeah, fat hungover man. That's just scary business. All right. Thanks for joining us, Crashing Hollywood. I'm Mitch Anderson.
And I'm Mac McCoy.
And Matt ditched us earlier, so fuck him. It's like Mark Wahlberg dick here.
Yeah. His real one or the prosthetic?
I'll take one, you take the other.
Oh, no.
I call prosthetic. It's pretty bad when even Matt doesn't want to be a part of the dick jokes.
Take it easy.
Another madman, then stuck again. rain and fire, cross the ocean, another madman, and struggle.